Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
A text that just came in.
Yep.
From the 808. Steiny, you just don't get it, do you? I don't. You're right. I kind of just don't get it.
They were desperate. They had to do something. No, and they did it.
No, they didn't have to. They didn't have to. They chose to.
Now, you know you're talking to your boy. You're not talking to me or the fans. It's Joe Lacob. I'm trusting the brain trust of the Dubs. And my question to you is, why do you feel they did it? Because they needed something.
I can't believe.
I got to there.
I can't believe that the plan includes Steph, Draymond, and Butler at their ages.
Yeah.
For the next 2.5 years.
That's what it is.
I just don't see it. Prove me wrong.
And that and starts tomorrow, hopefully.
I'm not here saying this will cripple the friend. I just don't get it, and I don't believe in it. I don't believe in the move.
Yeah.
That's all.
I got you. And Evan was out yesterday. We got him back. Missed him. But yesterday you said, you know what, Goo, I tried to pry this out of you. You said you didn't hate it. With how you started the show and what you're saying now, can I double back and say, Steiny, are you planting your flag on maybe you hate it?
I'm not crazy about it. I'm just not crazy about it.
What were you going to do?
But that's the thing. Okay. They had to do something. The idea of making a move, like this to me was the, how many times do we hear this? Well, we're not going to make a move just to make a move.
A lot.
I feel like that's kind of what they did. They made a move. It wasn't anything that was on their radar a few days ago, I don't think. I think they pivoted. They may have had Butler in the back of their minds, but he wasn't plan A, no chance. And
I'll just say this to the masses, and Evan kind of, I keep bringing him up, he's our brother, but he kind of, you know, I don't want to say he feels like you, but all we are fixated on is the age. Jimmy Butler will not be out there with a cane. He will not be out there with a blue placard with the handicap sign. He can still play. And I know I'm dreaming right now, but we won't know I'm wrong until it plays out. But Steiny, their backs are against the wall. They got to come out swinging. But what if somehow, miraculously, they got to the Western Conference Finals this year and next year? Like, I told you yesterday, the one word is direction. The direction is they're pushing their chips all in for the this season and next, and obviously thereafter. But I think a lot of people would be changing their tune if the basketball part of this works. And good Lord, if they were going to stand pat, and as much as I love Wiggins, and this is just not Wiggins and Butler, but Steiny, they had to try to do something, and they did it. It could be a bad move,
right,
but until
right.
we see
and
it.
That's where I do. This is not a reason. The idea of making a move, okay, but they had to do something, okay? It makes it sound like I got news for you. If this doesn't work, it's not like in a year we can say, you know what? Hey, we took a swing at Butler. It didn't work. No harm, no foul. No, there's going to be harm, and there's going to be a foul, and it's going to set you back a little bit if it doesn't work. And if you're willing to take that chance, I guess you're willing to take that chance.
Even if you didn't give up any of your young studs to get this, your version of young studs with Kuminga, Pods, Moody, who we all, let's be honest, Donnie, before this trade went down, I assumed any deal was going to cost you, you know, one of the young guys. You still got those guys.
And you know what? Let's see how much Kerr leans on them. You know, let's see if Kerr is forced to use the young guys more. I'm interested to see what happens with Kuminga when he comes back and whether or not they're going to integrate him with a lot of, with playing time and things like that.
Because your 21-10 yesterday is now 22-9 for them to get to the 46 win mark and equal last year's total.
21-10. They're 25-26. To get to last year's win total, 46, which got them into the play-in, Warriors got to go 21-10. They got to go 21-10, and they'll finish 46-36. Here's the other thing I was thinking about. 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation. And like I said, I kind of can't believe they're going down this road. It's very surprising to me. But it's the road they're going down.
Let me ask you this. What does this signal about Lacob and Curry and Dre? I'll leave Dre out of this for a minute. Curry and Lacob's relationship, if Curry indeed was not on board with the acquisition of one Jimmy Butler, what does that signal to you if this thing blows up and Lacob did it without their blessing?
Well, then I think we're closer to Steph leaving. Mm. Or asking out.
Austin and San Jose, young studs go where? No, I just mean the guys you got, your version of the young players that you want to be young studs, but they're not going to do anything if Butler's here and Kuminga continues to be out. But I'll tell you this, partner, and I mean it with every fiber in my body, if they get into a play-in scenario, I am ultra more confident now with Jimmy Butler and his dogness and him being an alpha and whoever they would face than I did with what we saw last year going up to Sacramento and looking like old men, for that matter, not being able to get off a shot. So I know 2020 was a long time ago, 2023, a couple years ago, but damn it, put some respect on Jimmy Butler's basketball resume. He took a team to the finals. He gets to the free throw line. He uses the midi. And you were just yesterday, Steiny, you kept talking about even at the event, at the tipsy putt, how this team is not good. You're worried about their three-point shooting. I'm thinking this might be a blessing in disguise that you got a dude that doesn't rely on that.
What about spacing?
Well, all we can do is on that, Steiny, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if the Warriors were all together on this. I find it a little hard to believe that Steve Kerr was in on this in terms of, like, do you think Steve Kerr really wanted to make this move? It doesn't sound like it, the way he talked about Wiggins. Here's some Steve Kerr real quick on how Jimmy impacts the Warriors' chances.
I just know that the playoffs are different. It's almost a different sport in some ways. And we're getting a guy who's a proven playoff performer. Yeah, I like the idea that we're healthy, we can put it together, give ourselves a chance. And I think Jimmy, we've seen what he can do. You don't have a nickname like that for nothing. So we're that's the whole point is let's see what we can put together here the next, you know, the last 32 games of the year, give ourselves an opportunity to get to the playoffs and give it a run.
All right. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't hear
I
a
said
lot of
that
excitement.
To you yesterday. The nicknames. You won't call them that, but well, Jimmy Buckets.
I don't know. And maybe I'm reading too much into it. I don't hear a lot of excitement there.
Yeah, we'll see. We're
here's,
not there yet.
Here's more Steve Kerr.
I'm excited to get Jimmy. He's an elite talent, one of the best playoff performers in the league. And, you know, it's a huge addition for us. So I'm excited. I haven't even met him yet. He hasn't gotten here yet. So I'm excited to just say hello and welcome him aboard and get to work.
All right. So I was a little surprised Steve Kerr didn't know him. The NBA is such a small circle.
Well, let me ask you this, and you and I got a pretty good relationship on a good day. If I were to leave or you were to leave, you would give me my fly. You know, you wouldn't be, I can't wait to work with Stephen A. Smith. You would be like, oh, I'm going to really, you'd be somber. And then well, I believe Kerr is going to miss Wiggins.
Not but, once you're out of town.
Well, when a mic's in front of you and I just got, you know, it's the day of or the day after. Guru's gone, Starnie. KTVU, South Castaneda. Yeah. How do you feel about working with Stephen A. Smith?
I'm looking forward to it. But, I think we could use him in ways we didn't use Guru. And,
well,
I think
now,
he
see,
gives us a lot
Evan,
of versatility.
You know what, Sal? I don't know. I don't got a strong opinion.
Well, I do think there is something to Steve Kerr may not know Jimmy Butler, but he knows Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think that he's called Spo and tried to figure out who this guy is?
Damn.
Because if he doesn't know him at all, then he's going to ask the straight from the horse's mouth. And I can't imagine it's a glowing recommendation.
Let's take a listen to that fact just right there.
We have not. We texted briefly last night, but nothing substantial. It was more, you know, just a brief thought on the trade, and that was it. You know, he's busy, I'm busy, you know. Nothing really to report there.
He was talking to Eric Spoelstra by text.
No, that's a hell of a point, but I would say this to Evan and the people out there that have that same mindset. If we take a step back, I'm take a page out of Evans, too young to know this, J.J. Evans. There were some good times with Butler, Spoelstra, and the Miami Heat. And I think that would have been the 2020 season where they went to the finals against the Lakers, the 2023 season where they went to the finals and lost against Denver. So I know it was rocky, it was ugly, and maybe the relationship is fractured. But, Evan, I would say you got to believe there were some good times also.
Yeah, absolutely. They made two finals together. But with the way that things ended.
Yeah, that wasn't good for him.
I mean, it's, you know, it's probably two sides of the same coin. It's like he could be great for you guys, but also he could be someone that might run the ship into the ground.
I mean, the Warriors do lead the league now with two players who have threatened to fight coaches. We got Jimmy Butler, who wanted a piece of Spoelstra. We have Draymond Green, who wanted a piece of Kerr back in Oklahoma City. We might have some volatility in that locker room.
Stoney, you bring up old stuff.
You mean like leading the team to the finals?
I thought Dre was going to get into it with the ref last night.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He tried.
Okay. Dre was wrong last night.
Dre was dead wrong last night.
He's so great at being the victim.
It's unbelievable.
I made it up.
Right. Dre, I love you, man.
What would you think of this? If I said this, because I've been trying to think about this a million different ways. Let's say, hypothetically, you were GM. And
let's go.
You, somebody said to you, I want you to look at the Warriors for the net for a year. From yesterday, the year before. You know, you've watched them now for a year. All right, you're hired to be GM of this team. And you have no emotional attachment to anybody.
Okay.
All right. You're coming in. You're going to be, you need to be like the wolf in Pulp Fiction.
Oh,
you got a mess to clean up. I mean, you got to just do it. If the GM's Kurt,
Harvey Keitel,
then the GM's Kurt. There's just no way a GM who looked at this situation objectively without any emotion would have made this move.
Ah.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I get that.
Okay.
But I think that's so unfair.
Might be.
Because in life, Stonnie, it's about relationships. It's about the past, it's about the present, and it's about the future. But the past sometimes has you make decisions out of loyalty, out of, come on, man, they owed these guys something. And Joe Lacob, if Curry and Dre, let's just use those two, weren't on board, then he really is exercising what he told Bonte when he was here at the station a couple years ago. The players are just the players. This is his baby, and he's going to do it his way, Frank Sinatra. And maybe this is the first time, Steiny, the way I'm getting the feel now, everybody might not have been on board. This was his first Frank Sinatra move. I'm doing it my way.
Right.
I don't care what you think, Curry, right. Steinmetz.
Right. And I think, you can say we can't have a GM in here who has no emotional ties because we are the Warriors. I'm just telling you that I don't think. I mean, this is a move that's made out of desperation. That's what it feels like.
And when you come off a season of not making the playoffs and you're 500. Wouldn't that constitute, and you got two future Hall of Famers on the squad, and you're just middling around, Stonnie, and you're kind of lifeless? Wouldn't that constitute being that's desperate to me?
Yeah, and then I would have tried to make a run in the second half.
If we didn't
get it done, now we have to have the conversation with Curry because now it's 2 years where we didn't make the playoffs. He still has 2 more years left on his deal. Find out what he wants to do, but. If I'll tell you the other thing is if Curry's not gung-ho about this move, then we may have to have a talk with Curry again anyway in the summer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Shane in the city. What's up, Shane? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Oh, boy. Back to Wiggins. Now, first of all, it hurts to lose Wiggins, and like it's almost like the whole thing's like a practical joke because you look at him side by side, and Wiggins is averaging more points and all that. And Jimmy's resume, you know, of course, has whatever it is. But, you know, you throw it together, and how does the team get better? And on top of that, it's almost like I'm surprised Kerr sounds so upset, which is actually a good thing to me that he's not loving this either because it does seem just forced and silly. But I'm surprised he's so upset because now he has, like, another excuse to play Kuminga more. And then I wouldn't be shocked when Kuminga gets back that you have Gee Santos and Moses Moody in the depth chart ahead of him at the four. But on top of that, I do hope it works out. And, Steiny, I wanted to give you a little bit of love for wind the clock back about a month or so more ago. The Monday after Kuminga's back-to-back 34-point games, I really enjoyed you and Evan's conversations and remarks, kind of showing some faith and some love for Kuminga. And, you know, I was bought into that, not that that would get them into, like, a playoff situation or anything, but maybe set them up better for the future going forward. And I hope that that doesn't, this move doesn't kind of ruin all that potential we saw there.
No doubt. Hey, Shane, that's the other thing. Now we got to find out how, if at all, this impacts Jonathan Kuminga.
He's going to be starting, though, know, Steiny. Oh, well, that, I hear you. But I got to believe Lakeup, again, know. I'm just sharing you
I
with
wouldn't
my,
assume Kuminga's going to be starting.
But I believe Lakeup is Kuminga's biggest fan.
That may be fine, but I don't necessarily believe Kuminga's just going to be a starter on this team right now.
I don't see how you could afford not to have him in there.
Well, because if you...
Butler at the two, Kuminga at the three, Dre at the four, Post/Moody.
I don't think that's
enough shooting. TJD or Looney.
Yeah, I think they need another shooter in that lineup, but we'll see. We'll see. I just... all I'm saying is, I mean, Kuminga has been in and out of the starting lineup all year, so I don't know what Steve Kerr's... How Steve Kerr's going to use
You got to... Don't forget to ask me about...
Oh, yeah, what'd you see last night?
Okay, here we go. And you know I'm a sport. You guys know I'm a sports romantic. And I was with you at the Tipsy Putt again. We had a great time. We're going to shout out everybody that stopped by. Steiny's got all the names. But the bottom line is I am not going to front or lie here and say I'm not worried about the bilateral tendonitis in Curry's knees. And up until the news I heard this morning about maybe every Warrior teammate not being on board with this move, Steiny, you know me. And I've said this to you about some of the greatest scores. I'm not going to go with Steph Curry's line of 13 of 35 and say that's efficient. I'm not going to tell you that's not out the page book of Prime Harden and Allen Iverson. 37 is 37, 6 of 20 from deep. Of course, Curry wants it better. But my gosh, to hoist up 35 shots just from a physical standpoint to me, I'm like, oh, you're feeling better. And I thought he was feeling better, and the shot total got to that ridiculous plateau last night because he was excited about what or who he'll be passing the ball to in regard to his new teammate in the Shy in regard to Jimmy Butler. So I was like, my man has a pep in his step hoisting up 35 shots.
Well, I think it's two games in a row now that he took 30, right? Did he take 30 against the Jazz, or was that the game before? He's taking 30 either the last two or two out of the last three.
Well, Steiny, I'm like, he feeling frisky. But not again, that's not efficient city. 35 shots injected in my veins, Steph.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of Season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.